Welcome to today's episode of The Digital Fireside. I am your host, Luke Curtin, and I'm joined today by Alex Hall.
Something tells me that Alex guy is someone to watch out for. Interpret that as you will.
I'm confused the roles here. Yes? Name recognition? Yes. But before we get started on that, let's hear a word from our sponsor, Raid Shadow Legends. Enjoy exclusive graphics to the mobile system.
And anime titties. I guess it would be. I don't know. It's 3D titties.
And enjoy MMO features in your mobile games like gaining experience in killing monsters.
You know, weirdly enough, I know it's a joke, but I am watching.
Dude, every fucking video I see is the same Raid Shadow Legends promo. It's ridiculous.
Everyone.
I don't like the game. It's not even that good.
So you actually suckered it, and you downloaded it. You tried it.
Yeah, this was back over the summer. I was like, wow, of all these YouTubers.
They did their job. They got you to download it. YouTubers. There's the money.
I acted now, and I got those 1,000 silver and this special hero. Use
promo code douchebag.
Raid Shadow Legends revolutionizes the mobile genre by allowing you to pay real money to skip parts of the game so you can focus on playing other parts of the game. It's really incredible.
What is Trump? Is that your Trump? What is that?
It's going to be his next rally. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, this presidential rally is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
And they always like repeat it afterwards. It's brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. Raid Shadow Legends is...
Raid Shadow Legends killed my father.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Sorry.
Or your neglect. One of the two.
Yeah, who knows? Hopefully the audio sounds okay. It's been, I'm going to say, a little tinny. I'm no audio guy, so I'm not going to pretend I know the vernacular. But we tried fiddling with it for probably about 20 minutes, and we're just like, F it, let's just go ahead and start recording.
Yeah, I think our mics have corona or something. I don't know what they're doing.
That is a great segue, Luke. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a little thing called God's Reckoning.
Weirdly enough, I just watched This Is the End, and apparently that's like very accurate.
Isn't that the one where they get?
Yeah, it's like all the worst characters.
Yeah, the worst ones.
The worst
versions
of themselves.
But they thought that Doomsday Cult or something. This was actually a thing, right?
Wait, This Is the End is a comedy with James Franco, Seth Rogen.
Right, and they had where they burst open the door with Michael Cera's like doing cocaine in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I remember that. I think it was about people. I don't forget what it's called, but it's like you ascend to heaven or something.
The rapture.
Rapture. Yes, yeah. Getting raptured.
And that's what the corona is.
No, actually, first your lungs stop working. And they fill with blood and you die. As of right now, it is February 26, 2020. And we...
Ash Wednesday, for those who care.
There you go. And we are... I don't know. How far do you think we are from like experiencing prime corona, let's say?
I think this is a flash in the pan. We had H1N1, the swine.
Yeah.
We had corona in the past, just different strain.
It's true.
This guy's coming back for his second fight. He's going to get knocked down just like he did in the first
corona one. Corona to the boogaloo.
Who else did we have that came and went? We had Ebola.
That one, I could get behind Ebola because that is some really crazy biblical shit. Coronavirus is boring. Like, coronavirus is just like a bad flu. But Ebola, like, has you bleeding out of your eyes before you die. I was, like, scared of that back in 2014. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's weird. The founder of, you know, or the creator of Been Drowned is scared of something, blood coming out of their eyes. Is that, like, the main art for that guy?
Well, okay, first of all, that's an artistic interpretation. Second of all.
But with that, it's funny that you say that, that it's boring. It's just a what did you say, a worse flu? Or
No, I'm not going to say it's by some measure, it is a worse flu. Yes.
Flu continually kills people every year. Yeah. It's way worse than people think it is.
That is true.
And I have to hear this all the time because my wife is a nurse, and she's like, I'm so tired of hearing about coronavirus when flu, no one gets their flu shots, and then they wonder why this, all this. I'm like, okay, all right. But she's got a point. Like,
it's nice.
If you look at the flu numbers,
yeah,
they're not great, dude. Like, get your flu shots, guys. Stop worrying about corona. especially in Indiana, where, you know, you have to has to come over here first before.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's covering their mouths and stuff. I mean, yeah, you should, you know, but they're doing it for the corona instead of just germs, which is weird to me.
Well, so I was almost going to talk about it last time we recorded, but I was like, well, it's, you know, it's happening in China and who the hell knows what goes on in China. So, you know, I wasn't going to really bring it up to talk about, but then since then it's gotten some exposure. It's gotten some traction in multiple parts of the country.
It's campaigning across the globe. It's getting its
caucusing. It's, you know, Super Tuesday's coming up. And so I'm at the point now where it's like, okay, it's one thing, I think, if a quarantine is happening in China, which historically, like, they have never done this kind of measure before in terms of quarantining all these citizens, like millions of citizens in these cities. But that's still one thing. That's kind of relatively isolated. I found out yesterday that, you know, places in Europe, like Italy, are now having, like, quarantine.
I actually did see that.
So I'm like, it's like that reaction meme of a guy nervously laughing. It's like, well, this, oh, God, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of coming a little bit. I'm not specifically, like, concerned about, you know, knock on wood, like, catching it and, like, dying from it. Because at this point in time, in February, all we know from what we know about the disease is that typically people at risk are either very old or very young. And so I am neither of those things. And
you're on the other, no, old.
Right, yes. Yeah. Yes. Old. 29, 1 foot in the grave. But okay. Anyway, like I don't know. So what I'm more like just in terms of like thinking about is all these people that I follow and watch on YouTube are like, okay, I was wrong. Maybe you guys should start preparing a little bit just in case. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Because usually these people are like the last kind of people that are like the doomsday preppers or whatnot. But I think if we're seeing stuff like Italy getting quarantined, maybe not out of the realm of possibility that we face something a little bit similarly here, even though I can't even wrap my head around what the hell that would look like. But, you know, I would just would think that at this point, there's no harm in, you know, next time you're at the grocery store, just buying, you know, a few gallons of water, buying a little bit of, like, canned food and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, take just away in from case. The next family.
Well, yeah, saying, yeah, and fist fight them if you have to. But I think, you know, worst case scenario, okay, now I have extra food that I can eat. And best case scenario, if there's a quarantine or whatever, then you're not going to worry about it.
Wait, that's the worst case scenario is that you have more food? I thought the worst case scenario is that everyone gets sick and dies or this turns into I Am Legend.
Yeah, right. Okay, I take that back. Second worst case scenario.
I don't know. I feel like since it's respiratory, there's no real way of stopping it, I guess, unless everyone who has it gets vaccinated or they have some type of thing like that.
That's what makes it so tricky
because
you
because it,
takes,
it goes
like,
through your
days.
Mask, guys. Like, masks won't. Yeah. Do it because it's air. It's going to go through it.
Don't tell the people selling the mask that, though.
Yeah, you sent me that they sold out all their masks on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, I understand the paranoia, but at the same time, it's like people from the U.S. who are buying all of it.
I feel like sometimes people like just have such boring lives. They're like, this is it. I've lived for this. I've got all this stuff. I'm good. I mean, I've got my shotgun. I've got food. I'm nothing's gonna happen. But if something does happen,
be like Cloverfield.
Yeah, I'll be like, dude, I've got my dog. We're wandering through the post-apocalypse wasteland. No, I don't think anything like that's gonna happen. I think worst case scenario for us anyway is gonna be like, I don't even. It seems so far fetched, but like a 1 week quarantine or something like. I don't know what that even look
this
like.
This is gonna be. This isn't this timeline that from February. Is going to be as long as Stop Kony 2012 was. And then we'll never hear about it again. That's about how long we're going to have with this thing.
I just hope it doesn't end with someone running naked in downtown Los Angeles. Or was it San Francisco?
I don't know, but that thing was funny. Well, the actual thing wasn't funny. I don't know if it was real or not.
It's actually kind of sad.
Yeah, it was really sad, but I don't know if it was ever like, considered. Did we ever get him? Is he still around doing the same shit?
Give me an update.
Oh, it's been 8 years.
I voted for him. I wrote him in on the ticket in 2012, but he didn't win. So
yeah, because we're supposed to stop him.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry, Obama.
But it's gonna be the same amount of time, and we're going to forget about it, but I don't think, because there's only a couple cases in the United States. I know Chicago has a couple.
Well, that's what makes it so difficult, is that it apparently has like a 14-day incubation period where you can still transmit the disease, but it's, you don't show symptoms yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does it just go away? How are people dying if it just can just go away?
What do you mean?
So, like, with the quarantine or whatever, but, like, let's say someone has it and they get you. I don't know what they're doing in there. But, like, so that means they obviously have the means to get rid of it.
Well, so that's the thing, is that I think what they're doing.
We don't just start taking vaccination shots.
I think it's different than that, though. I think this particular strain, I don't think there is a vaccination for it. And from what I understand, because information has been so stupidly secretive coming out of China, that from what I gather, they typically treat it with a like a cocktail mixture of powerful antibiotics. I think there's an AIDS medication. Dead serious. I think they treat it with like some kind of AIDS, like some sort of steroid.
Is this a potion they're concocting? Some witch back there?
Well, I think at this point it's like just throwing everything at it and seeing what sticks. Like, well, he's better, I think. He's got so a third leg, but you know.
This one helped fight the war on AIDS.
Yeah, it's like it's fucking Avengers all coming together. It's like, oh my God, the AIDS vaccine.
There was an eye. There was an idea. We all seen their saga. We've seen their individual movies.
We have.
We've seen them.
We got an episode about that, I think. We talk about that.
I don't know, man. Corona is a sneaky, sneaky snake, but at the end of the day, I feel like it's just China's issue. I feel like they're going to have to figure it out, man. What do they do? Quarantine. What do they do in quarantine? They just throw you in a box like the medieval times and just like, oh, he's sick. Let's kill him anyway. Or you just let him die. Like, let him rot in a wagon. Like, what's going on?
Dude, I've been watching videos from, like, the ground floor of people in China, and it's fucking weird, man. Like, I don't know what is going on. Oh, and over there, if there's people getting just kind of like put in vans and driven off and that kind of
shit.
That's
what I'm saying. What's going on?
It's fucking wild. I'm curious to see how Italy handles it. And there's cases in Germany, Brazil. But like, dude, if this thing is like even 5% or 2% lethal and is it contagious as it is, it's going to decimate a lot of third world countries and it's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a buddy who's, he plays the stock market a lot and he's like, I'm worried that the market is going to crash next month. I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. But here's the thing, too. Like, it's interesting how this has kind of made me really sort of because, like, there's been this push, I think, for globalism, that kind of stuff, like all countries united under one, you know, world economy or one government or whatnot that have has been pushed recently in the, probably the past few decades and has seen some opposition that I never really understood. I was like, okay, well, theoretically, wouldn't having every kind of country united through trade help dissuade countries from going to war with each other? Wouldn't it help kind of bolster our strengths? We kind of play on our own strengths and that, all that sort of thing. Hmm. I never really got a good counter argument for it until probably the past few years or so. And this being a big counterpoint to globalism, because right now, because we outsourced a lot of, there's 150 plus prescription medications that are quote unquote at severe risk of like having dramatic shortages. These are things like amoxicillin, penicillin, a lot of anesthetic and that kind of stuff, because it is all made and outsourced into China. And basically what's happening, and this has happened as well, is that, you know, American patients need this medication. They are potentially running into issues about being able to get it because a certain country has been affected with a certain global event. There was also something with China having, because they export and import a lot of those masks, those flu masks. And there was a thing where a Chinese tanker or freighter or whatever was on its way to deliver orders to the Americans, to us, basically of all those masks and supplies and that kind of stuff, pulled back, even though they had a trade agreement, pulled back to go help out with China because their shit was getting fucked up.
Well, I mean, that's what we would do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, like, I think that that has made me more, let's say, cognizant of the fact that, okay, maybe we have maybe too much reliance on, like, everyone else. Well, especially China, because we rely on them for everything.
But the medicines that are, you named, I mean, there could be more, obviously. So there's 150 plus. But the ones you named, yeah. And I work for a specific company that does these type of things, but they're all, a lot of them are made here in Europe and or South America. Like, they're not just strictly over in the East. And actually, there's actually far, because of the language barrier, there's actually far less trials and prescriptions being made over there of the ones that I know.
Okay.
Just based off of volume of people and sites that are actually there and the trials that are they're going through, there's not enough real estate for how much you think is actually going through China. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of what is going, what actually is in those, like, those centers and those sites or the, whatever you want to do the trials, but I do know the vast majority of this specific company. It's very big in Indiana, around the world, actually. But the most of them are United States and Europe.
Yeah.
And you sprinkle in some bit of Canada. But yeah, the East, I don't know about the East, is really, they got a couple, but, you know, they're not really a huge factor in the drugs that they put out. But then again, you said there's 150 plus.
So 150 plus.
There could be some that I, because I'm not actually, you know, I'm not a pharmacist, I'm not, you know, CDC, any of that type of stuff. But
yeah.
It's an interesting cat. I think this is something that even, like, I don't even hear world leaders talking about this. So it hasn't even begun to affect our political climate. And once it gets a hold of the political climate, then we're actually going to have a real problem, because I feel like they don't see it as a threat yet, which makes me not feel like it's a threat.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like no one has said anything about it except for news outlets.
Yeah. Well, I think I haven't really – you're right. I haven't heard too much about that. But, again, it's like – it's kind of hard to really say, like, what they're thinking, because I know there was Trump, it was leaked that Trump was, like, super pissed off that a bunch of tested positive people from the U.S. that were visiting in Japan were brought back without his authorization. That is the only thing I've really heard of him talking about the coronavirus in general. So you kind of wonder, like, it's probably smarter this way, because, like, then you get people panicking irrationally. And, you know, that never really helps anything.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, because I have to – there's an article on the Washington Post, maybe. No. I'll show it to you after this, but – yeah, right. But they were saying that these specific medications – so maybe the company that you work for is specialized in specific, you know, medications, and this is some sort of different subset, but – I do trust their credibility on some of that stuff. So
a lot of it, though, is more you could say it's disease, but it's not like this. It's not like a infectious type stuff. It's more of like cancer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's more of their speed.
Yeah, I was seeing, like, when I was glancing over the article, I was seeing more things like specifically antibiotics. And like generic, like amoxicillin was a big one. And anesthetic and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting, I guess. Don't freak out about it and don't, like, obsess over it, because that's not going to help you at all. If you think you'll have a little bit more peace of mind by having, which I think, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have extra food just in case, because you never know. I mean, worst case scenario, you get to eat the food. Second worst case scenario, you get to eat the food.
Or if you go bad and you don't get around to it.
Dude, you know how long that stuff stays? Like, if you get, like, pasta and beans. I'm not talking about, like, sushi. I got some sushi to wait out the nuclear winter.
Some salmon.
Yeah, I got some salmon. You know, it's probably going to be good for the next 2 hours.
Lemon pepper.
I wouldn't freak out about it, but, you know, don't be. You should follow the news, but don't obsess over it. Because there's, like, Reddits on. They just obsess over that shit, dude. It's so unhealthy. And everyone's a fucking expert on that shit, and they're trying to, like, say, like, oh, well, if you carry the one and do the two over here, it looks like this has a fucking 85% mortality rate. I'm like, dude, you're out of your fucking mind. It's not going
to
be that bad.
You don't tell them to your face, though. You don't do it.
I can't.
You won't go underneath the comments and get in a fight.
Oh, I will. No. It's like, excuse me.
You don't look at our own comments.
It's true. I'm trying to change that.
By the way, we got to do that sometime.
Yeah, we do need to have a comment roundup as well. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to look back on this in the future and see, like, you know, how right we were or how wrong we were and where we're at. If this was, like, another Ebola or H1N1 non-factor or, you know, if we're in this some kind of weird flu-y apocalypse.
It's kind of like we were just talking about, me and my friend were just talking about our yearbook and how, like, kind of, I guess we could say grateful, but we were... Yeah, we were grateful that the people who were writing our yearbook in high school,
yeah.
Each year they had, at the end of the book, they had the things that were going on that year.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was kind of cool to see 09 to 13, like, what was going on. So, like, you had, like, those type of things, like, Obama is getting elected. And
oh, all yeah.
Stuff, cool. So it's, like, things in the world that were happening. So it's kind of like when we go back and watch these things, it's like, other than what you just said, but also, like, what the hell were we talking about around this time? Like, what was on the top of our minds in 2019, 2020? So,
yeah. This will be kind of a cool time capsule, I think.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Be like, man, look at me. Look at me.
Oh, yeah. Update. I texted you, but I got 300 pounds on the bench press 3/4 of the way. Also, not quite there. I'm going to get it. Before the end of this month. I can feel it.
For the end of the month? That's yes. Like Sunday, right? Or something like that?
Well, I think for me...
26?
I think it's Saturday. Sunday, maybe.
Yeah, that's Sunday.
I could do it. Because, dude, I think for me, a big thing is just the mental aspect of it. Yeah. Like, I mean, I can handle the weight, but, like... And that was why I was, like, stuck at bench pressing, like, two plates for a long time, like, getting up to two plates. Because even though I was physically strong enough to do it, it's mental block, man. It's a bitch.
Well, technique also plays a big hand. Like, I know I have pretty big legs, you have big legs, but I can't squat more than your average guy because my form is just trash. But my legs, but my leg press, will press you at the gym. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but like, for bench, I feel like it's just repetition. The more you get in there, the more weight you'll put up.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like I texted you, that stuck area is that 3/4, like when you're coming down, you're like, oh! You got to start, you know, just kind of going back up. It's that area that people don't want to go all the way down there because they feel like that's where they're going to get stuck and get embarrassed and ask for help. Like, oh, help, help, help. Like, oh, look at that guy. He put up too much weight. Little bitch, you can't actually do it, you know. Oh, so geez. People, you know, get embarrassed at that point. But
dude,
if you get past that block, you just go. Because once you get past that, like the 2 inches that you have to do that, then your arms just extend and you just got it.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the coolest feelings. Because then you're like, I got it. Now I got to put it up. Like freaking out because you're about to go, you know.
Well, that's one of the benefits of, you know, working out where I work out, which is like a community center. It's not like a crazy LA fitness thing where it's like, dude, like
Globo Gym.
Once you're over two plates, no one else really gives a shit. Like, it's like, okay, at least I could get that far. So it's there's no real ego like trip up there.
I don't know. But I feel like there's always eyes watching. It's always.
I'm show up, give them a flex too. Like, what's up?
I hate that though. Because it's never like people you want to watch. It's always like someone who's like stronger than you looking at you, judging you, like, look at this guy.
Yeah.
it's never, you know, the people like, oh, I wish I could be that.
Yeah.
You know, the things you see in like the movies, like, oh, that's what I want to be. Like, no. Look, son, that's what you don't want to be. That's who I usually. But I actually need to get back on that now too. I've been doing the
Orange Theory,
the running stuff, because I know that's the best way for me to shed the LBs, but. I'm going to do that, but also try to maintain weight room stuff. So 300 is probably going to be out of the range for the next month and a half.
Yeah.
But for me, it's very easy to get back up with like that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think once you get there, it's easier to get closer to that again rather than build back up.
Because you know, because now that, because confidence is like, oh, I've done this before.
Yes, that's a huge.
No, it's not like skydiving. You're like, oh, I've done this before. I could jump out again. Like, no. It's a different type of confidence, guys. It's not
right.
It's like
right.
I get carried away with it, but no. But the bench press is fine. The one thing I do have a personal goal. I want to be able to do at least 16 to 17 pull-ups in a row without like, and I mean like legit pull-ups, not like the ones where
not chin-ups. You mean?
Yeah, not chin-ups. Not the ones that you take like a slow break and hang, and just pumping out.
What's that thing that those fucking CrossFitter guys do? Kipping?
Yeah, those are kipping. Stupid.
It's like you have a body spasm. It's like, boom, my momentum helps me. It's like, yeah.
Technically. Momentum helps. Yeah, it helps you. It helps cheat.
Yeah. Like, I mean, technically, like in the fight or flight, good job. You got up from the ledge. But, you know, if you're really trying to see how strong you are.
Those are those good videos I watched about a year ago. Now that you mentioned it, there was, I forget what it was, but there was a series, a web series or maybe it was TV, but it was on the web is when I watched it. It had like five guys, and each one of them is a different health, you know, not guru, but health professional.
Mm-hmm.
So one was like a bodybuilder, one was a CrossFitter, one was an athlete, one was like something else, a power lifter. And it's like they all had to do athletic things, you know, and obviously one event would always be suited towards them a little bit more.
Right.
But you did, they did like five or six, you know, one guy was like one of those Eddie Gordo type, you know, fighters, right? One guy was like that. And so it's just interesting to see, like, okay, what fitness actually helps you?
Yeah.
You know, like, before you're like, oh, the bodybuilder, oh, look, he looks so good. Dude couldn't run, couldn't shoot a basketball. You know, he couldn't do any of these things. He just looks like he's
Let us look good.
He just looks good as shit.
Yeah, what can you do functionally?
Yeah, what's functioning? And there's some guys, there's like, the power lifter was actually the most impressive.
Hmm.
The one thing that he wasn't really good at was running, like, sprint. But everything else he was, like, pretty good at.
Makes sense.
I don't know. But it was a pretty interesting thing that I think everyone should watch. If you just look up, like, a competition, like, competition between athletes or something like that. I don't know. It'll show up. But I forget why I even went on that.
Let's go back to the tape.
Let's go back to the tape. No, but, I mean, I feel like people's level of fitness has been skewed since we've been growing up. Like, I sent you that thing yesterday, a picture of this 13-year-old. Who looks like a 23-year-old, and he's curling, like, how much weight was that?
He was curling 135 pounds, right? Like, it looked like a 45.
13-year-old. I'm like, guys, let's chill out on the working out at that young of an age like that.
Yeah.
I mean, one, I don't think he was actually 13. Two, if he was, it's not going to help at your level of play. It's not going to really help anything.
Yeah.
Unless that person, and I don't have that information, is playing up to, you know, because 13 was that you're still in eighth grade or something? Seventh grade, eighth grade?
Yeah. I mean,
unless you're playing varsity as an eighth grader, which some people have done, but they don't look like that. Some people have done just because they're skilled. But that type of stuff, like these parents getting these kids, these coaches getting these kids, like working out like that, it's not going to get your kid to the league, man. Like, your kid will be good. If he's good, like you can wait a bit to wait them, let them like grow and then fill out that body frame. Don't risk that extra 3 inches on height because you want to dominate now when you don't have to dominate now. You only need 1 year. Like I heard that all my life. You only need one good year, and whether it's high school to get a scholarship to college, college to go pro.
Mm-hmm.
You only need one good year when you're there. So like. I don't, especially with these one-and-done schools. Like, these basketball, if you're doing one-and-done, you only need one good year. Baseball, you need three just because, but for high school, you only need one because you can get drafted out of high school. College, you need to go for at least 3 years until you're 21, just like football.
Mm-hmm.
But you only need one to really show out. You never see, like, you always see these, like, Heisman years and automatically, you know, they're gone. Or, like, these just really one good year and it's, like, or one good combine. So I feel like the way that these coaches and parents are going about this is just so irritating to me. I don't know. I could just be nitpicky, but I really want to slap the shit out of a coach when he's like yelling at a 13 or like the 8-year-old dude with like a 9-pack, the rare 9-pack, you know, hasn't quite developed the other. He's making it up as he goes.
Drawing up.
He's, you know, he's doing like ladders and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, who are you trying to cook that bad in peewee football? I don't know. It's just kind of insane to me.
Yeah. I get that. It's still fun.
What's still fun?
Well, fitness and that kind of stuff.
Oh, fitness?
I'm trying to rein us back in
here. Fitness nuts?
let's see what else. Gosh, man. You been playing any video games? What you been doing?
No, I've been working pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I have been watching some shows.
Like?
I'm about to start Lock and Key.
What's that?
It's on Netflix. I'm about to start it, but it's like kind of like a cross between Harry Potter and Narnia is what I'm getting from it. It's like these orphan people, they find this house and they need to like each key like leads to another door of danger or something like that. I'm going to watch it and let it go. Each episode's 50 minutes, so I usually have a 3-episode rule with shows, but if it's 50 minutes, I can't afford to do that. So if it's good, the first one, I'll give you a text, but if not, it's not. But I've been watching that.
Sure.
I'm watching, what is it called? Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? That one's pretty good. It's an anime.
Wait, what the fuck is that?
It's pretty funny. It's like one of those like a dungeon crawl. Like you know, like in your like
to run.
In a game. In okay. a game, like you go to like Diablo or something, like you're in a dungeon.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They're like adventurers. They go into a dungeon, they go down to levels, and they get paid for killing monsters. They bring it over, and they're all in like a guild or stuff like that. So it's just like, it's more of a comedy, like action comedy thing. It's pretty funny. You should check it out. It's on Netflix. And then game wise, I've been playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider, playing Smash as usual.
As usual.
Dragon Ball Fighters.
Season 3.
I just updated it. It's pretty cool. I'm debating on whether or not to get the season pass for PS4. I have it for Switch, but I feel like it's too expensive to invest in that.
I wish that was cross like platform. Like once you buy it, you buy it.
Right. This one's $34 each one.
What? The new one? I thought there's only four or five characters in the new one.
Oh, the first season pass I bought, that was $25.
Yeah.
Second one was like $30.
Jeez.
And then this one, I'm assuming, I haven't checked it, but I'm assuming once it, you know, it's going to be the same amount.
I bet you.
Most expensive DLC I've ever seen in my life.
I bet you it's going to be like $20. Still. Each one is $5. Each fighter is $5.
It's a joke. It's a joke. But, you know, I'm going to end up getting it. So.
Careful's coming out tomorrow, man. Or maybe today.
That, I don't know how they're going to do Ultra Instinct. I don't know how they're going to do that.
It's going to be stupid.
It's going to be stupid. It's going to be like one of those joke characters. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, he wins.
That and then nothing really else on my list that I've been playing. But yeah, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I think I've gotten back into the Tomb Raiders.
Yeah.
It was only $9, so I was like, yes. Because I loved it. The second one was really good. The Rise of the Tomb Raider was really good. Those are actually better than Uncharted. I will go on record. And say
I haven't played any of the Uncharted.
They're better. Uncharted 4, though, actually, I don't know, may have them. But the other three are Uncharted's. The other ones are better. What about you?
Girlfriend is playing Stardew Valley, and that's like the Harvest Moon farming thing. She got married in Stardew Valley. Turns out there is an NPC named Alex that has brown hair and blue eyes and likes eggs, which is something I am fond of. I love eggs. They're amazing food. They're superfood. I don't know if you knew that. But
superfood.
He likes working out.
Forking out?
Working out.
Oh.
Like lifting weights. And
she lifts weights, guys.
Yeah.
He works out.
She ended up getting married, and I think she's still playing that game, but she's on, like, year two, I think. That is a really well-done game. Like, I know that game is, like, 7 years old, but it's, like, a really phenomenal game. We started playing Overcooked 2.
Oh, classic.
And, boy, if you really want to test a relationship.
It's tough.
You got to play co-op.
Molly doesn't do shit.
Oh, my God. That was pretty intense.
Cut the damn tomatoes!
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Cut him.
We got through it, and I just started playing. I'm downloading it because on Xbox Game Pass, Yakuza 0 came out today, and apparently that's like a really underrated like gem. So I'm excited to kind of dive into that and see what that's all about. Like it's supposed to be like a GTA set in Japan, but more fighting oriented.
You sure not talking about Sleeping Dogs?
I'm positive, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Sleeping Dogs is set in China. That's also a really good game. But that was like, that's more GTA. This is, I think, is more like open world, but Tekken.
Shimui type.
Sort of like that. So I'm excited to kind of dive into that and see what that's
about. I'm actually on the fence. Not really on the fence, but more like leaning towards like when I have the free wallet space I'm going to buy. Dreams.
Dreams.
You seen that stuff?
Yes.
It's literally like people's like own game engine. They're just recreating shit. And it's like, I don't understand how people are able to do this stuff.
Yeah.
It really blows my mind. It's like when you go on like Mario Maker and you see these stages that people put together, or the stage builder in Smash Bros. Like, how did you freaking make this? I don't know how people do it.
That?
So like, there's people like recreating Banjo-Kazooie and like recreating like Crash Bandicoot and all that stuff. It's like, what the hell? I don't know. So I want to see actually how that thing works. Like, I actually want to play it because it seems really cool.
Yeah, it seems fun.
Dreams. I wonder if that's just like pissing off some of the developers. Like,
probably.
Dude, we gave you a platform to make your own thing, but you keep recreating everyone else's shit. Yeah. Like, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know. Could make a love dating simulator on there.
I heard Raid Shadow Legends is implementing a dating.
So. Dating simulator. Yeah. Would you like an elf? Yeah. Or would you like an orc?
Yeah. God, that's such a weird game. I am... Oh, I texted you about that. I've been playing more mobile games just because I've been on the go a little bit. I'm back into playing Epic 7 again and Dragon Ball Legends. Have you played that one?
I tried it. Couldn't do it.
It's rough, man.
Lame. Lame.
It's just not.
It's only the best anime related game on mobile.
Give a shit about Naruto shit.
Ultimate.
It's blazing. Jesus Christ.
It's the best.
It's
the most flushed out, thought out gameplay. Everything's great about it.
Okay, what I'm looking forward to is Seven Deadly Sins. Even though I've never even watched the fucking anime, everyone says it's a really good mobile game that's coming out, I think, on the 3rd, so in a few more days. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a fun.
It'll be a Pokemon Masters 2.
I'm never playing Pokemon Masters, any kind of iteration of Pokemon Masters ever again.
Just keep tapping A. Keep tapping the screen.
There needs to be. Like, there. I almost bought this game the other day. It's called Temtem, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah. The
it's like Pokemon.
MMORPG type.
Yeah, it's like on Steam. It's like this.
There's another one being made by a different person, too.
Dude, that blows my mind. Like, that should be a no-brainer for Game Freak or Nintendo or whatever, is make an MMO of Pokemon and just cape the same shit, but just make it so you can play with other people. Like, that would be a huge hit.
You know what is a? You know what was a big win for this newest generation?
What?
A non-fixed camera in a certain section of the game.
Oh, okay.
So we're making strides.
You guys are stuck back in like 2006.
Yeah, they're not as much as they've done for everyone. I feel like it's time to just kind of like let them.
I wonder ride what off to the sunset. Benefit there is. Like, I'm wondering if just, like, they realize that they don't have to put that much effort in as long as they come up with some new designs and take two animals and smash them together.
Yeah, literally, the legendaries for this one were the mane of a lion, but it's a wolf, is a shield. And the other one is just a wolf holding a sword in its mouth. It's like
Pokemon Sword and Shield. So it's like,
what?
That's incredible.
That's why everyone was making fun of it. Like, Pokemon Gun is the third one.
And for his neutral special.
I feel like, but there's like fan art online that is just, the designs are just way better too. Like, it shouldn't be that hard to make up better designs. And now.
Dude, like, they made like a million of those fucking things.
Right. Now. But 300 of them. They've made like 889 or whatever. Who knows? But a third of those are just like, it's like ice cream cone, a pair of keys, a couple gears put together,
a microphone,
a literal huge rock. Right? Like, and then another big rock for a different
one. I don't know, figure it out.
I was going to say, I'm like, some of them are just kind of very uninspired.
Gravel rock.
But then again, people could say at the beginning it's pretty uninspired because it's, but you can't really blame the beginning. It was the first thing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they took a mouse and made it electric. They took a lizard and made it fire.
Well, I think they got a salamander. There's a new IP.
That's what I'm saying. So they get a pass for that. But after that, second generation was kind of, they're reaching out there too. And they started doing better. And then after the fourth generation, it started getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
It started getting just stupid. They didn't know what they were doing. Like, annual release. That's the thing, too. They don't have to release one every year, but they do.
Do they?
If they just work, yeah, pretty much. It's either going to be a remaster or it's a new one every year. So if they just went the Assassin's Creed route, just take a year off, make a really good game.
Yeah.
And come back with a better Temtem. I'm pretty sure that everyone would be sucking your toes the next time they see you.
Jesus Christ, dude. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Oh, yes. This is the content that you wanted, isn't it? I don't know,
man.
I got to figure it out.
They're all
like 60 by now, too, by the way. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to think of like what is coming out this year that I'm excited for. Like Cyberpunk.
Seven.
I mean, I could take it or leave it. Cyberpunk is probably the last big one.
I could take that or leave it.
Really?
That does not look interesting to me at all.
Oh, man.
It's all first person. Only first person game that really got me. There's only two of them. Skyrim, that's optional.
Yeah.
And Borderlands.
Well, Deus Ex was first person.
That's right.
And they got, I mean, they got away with it a little bit when you went into cover, you went into third person, at least for the rebooted series. But,
see, that's the thing. The best one, which people, for some reason, it got good ratings, but the customer reviews or the user reviews weren't as good as the critical ones. The Mankind Divided.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was an improvement on the first one, which I love the first. Human Revolution was amazing. But it just felt like it abruptly ended. It just was. It was very clearly the middle chapter in the three-part story arc that didn't get funded all the way through. So it's like, well, there's no real conclusion to any of this. Great.
I have to go back and play it. Yeah, there's so many games I have to go back and play.
I'm telling you what, man. For all the shit that Xbox rightfully gets, Game Pass is such a wonderful, amazing thing. Like, I have a library of 150 games that I can just play at my leisure.
But the thing is, do you have to remain a gold member?
Well, that's the thing is that I was grandfathered in because I always buy the year of gold or whatever. Yeah. And I was grandfathered in, and they had some weird promotion going on like last year where you can convert your gold into an ultimate subscription, which is like Game Pass and gold combined.
Okay, so what is it? But do you get to keep the games, is what I'm asking?
No, no. So
that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's not really it's the same thing as PlayStation Plus. So, like, when you download, it's like this month's going to be, one of them's going to be Shadow of Colossus, the remaster.
Yeah.
It's for free. You download it. So if I download it, and then for some reason my subscription runs up next week, I can't play that game even though it's downloaded on. It'll lock it until I become a member again, a PS Plus member.
Yeah.
So is that the same thing that happens?
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like that's kind of dumb.
But like, what's the alternative?
It's given to you for free.
Really?
But I don't know. I feel like.
Mm. What's
the advantage of being a?
But like, what's the advantage of having Netflix?
But you were going on about it as if you were going to say that it's greater than. You said give Xbox all the flack you want, but Game Pass is this.
Game Pass,
AKA,
that is
a reasoning to like their version over Sony's. But Sony's is the same thing.
Sony doesn't have a Game Pass equivalent though. They have PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus. They have two games every month that get free.
Xbox has that with Xbox Gold, but also they have Game Pass included in that. So those two Gold games, if it's an Xbox 360 game or previous, you get to keep that no matter what if you're a Gold member. But the Xbox One stuff is you have to be a Gold member to play it. But that is in addition to their ever-evolving library of Game Pass stuff.
But I'd say the equivalent would be PlayStation Now, which isn't great.
I've never heard of that before.
PlayStation Now is pretty much Netflix of games.
But so they've taken that from Game Pass.
They might have, but it exists. It's existed for like 8 or 9 years now, though. Mm-hmm. Where you play the PS3 games and you play PS2 games, and it's just streaming. You can download them or you can stream them, and then you can come back and play them. But they cost $99 a year, and so no one wants to
Jesus
do that.
Christ.
That's why you haven't heard of it.
Oh, my God. I mean, I got, every now and then they'll offer like, hey, give us a dollar, you get a month of Games Pass Ultimate. I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
sure.
Yeah, it's like, I'll add another month onto that. But, like, that's the thing is that, like, for example, this Yakuza thing is a big deal for a lot of, you know, fucking nerds online. So, like, they were, like, really excited that Xbox was finally getting that. And I already had Game Pass. Nothing changed. But I'm like, oh, cool. I now get to play this other game that I would have not, you know, been able to even would have been on my radar. Like, that's not – Yakuza is such a weird niche thing for me. Mm. That's like I never would have paid the $40 to buy it because it's a single player game and it's in a genre that I maybe will not like. So I'm like, now it's included. I might as well just take a shot at it and play it. I love Xenoblade Chronicles, and I thought that was not in my wheelhouse at all.
Have
so
you played 2?
No.
Have you gotten the chance to play Fallen Order?
Briefly.
Mm. You need to play it.
Yeah, I'll play it at some point.
That thing got me going for a good 3 months.
Jesus, wow.
Well, I mean, there's so much to do.
Yeah.
During the story, I'm one of the people that do it during the story. So like those side missions and stuff, like I do that all before I leave the planet.
But
there's some things that you can't do until you progress, obviously, and then you come back.
Yeah.
But everything I can do, I try to before I leave, I do it.
Oh.
So that's why it takes me longer instead of just blazing through the 15-hour campaign and then like, all right, what else do I do? Because I feel like it's more boring when you come back and just kind of like wander around than as if you were like, you know, it feels like you're still, you know, immersing yourself. It's a great game. It's probably my game of 2019.
Oh, wow.
For sure.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
Well, I'm thinking, got snow coming down. I like to kind of get back out because we're kind of in the middle of this weird.
Yeah.
I hate how bipolar
decides.
The Midwest is.
Just like, decides.
Dude, it's like 50 degrees like 3 or 4 days ago.
I'm
now
sweating.
It's like snowing. Yeah.
Like, I had a coat on. I was sweating. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is it?
So we're going to try and avoid getting
people with,
you know, stuck on the road. Because Indiana drivers are not the best. I'm just going to throw that out there. They're not very good.
No.
I don't trust them. I trust myself. And my defensive driving skills only go so far when it comes to someone trying to, like, rear-end me or just forgetting that, you know, you need to brake a little bit earlier when you're in hazardous weather conditions.
But, you know,
so
I mean, Indiana drivers, they may not be great, but guess what we are great at?
What?
Owning Disney. Boom. Owning Disney now. Let's go. Hoosiers on the map.
Great. So that was a segue into...
Next time.
We're coming for you, Feige.
Flaggy.
All right. Well,
toodaloo, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. Short one today. We'll catch up next time. But thanks, guys. And you can find us at The Digital Fireside on YouTube and Indie Chubbs with 2 B's on Twitter and Instagram and Alexander D. Hall on Twitter. Here's hoping we are still alive and the coronavirus has not wreaked havoc upon the world. So,
Burge. See ya.